И эта тема будет называться очень
This
просто,
is gonna
вне
be simply
своего
outside
элемента.
Your element.
Я вам еще приоткрою один секрет, секрет победы.
I'll open up
Вы знаете,
secret, secret
эта тема
for victory.
Очень
no,
серьезно сейчас помогает
людям
по всему миру. Мы получаем массы писем свидетельств
of letters and testimonies
о том, что именно эта тема изменила вообще все мышление и ход жизни людей. Я вам честно скажу, я благодарен Богу за то, что я наконец-то добрался
so до моего
любимого архива, и
got to my favorite archive and that the Father is allowing me to say this. You know what? I'll probably receive more joy speaking than you listening because I finally got to what I really want to speak about. So a message is called Outside Your Element. All of us Christians, we understand that we are constantly in spiritual warfare, isn't it so? And the first thing, rule of this war, we have to No, it is to let the opponent battle you according to your rules. Listen to me. Church to this day, she thinks,
you know that
we live this relaxed lifestyle, beloved.
You're
in a daily battle.
If you're not battling in the night,
but an attack will go against you in the night, against your spirit or your mind. Beloved, you can't even understand. Devil hates the center. He hates you. He hates everything that is connected with the center.
All
of everyone who listens and watches what's happening here, he hates all of them. We're constantly in a battle. And the first rule of war, remember, I told you for a while, some time ago, I've said, stop thinking like soldiers. Start thinking like generals. Don't look at this whole, I mean, don't look as if you're just in the holster and you're looking at the battle, but when you're a general, you look at the battle from a map, you have a broader view. Have you seen the map of warfare? That's why, beloved, I am calling all of you to understand one thing. To the rest of your life, you will not leave war until you get delivered from this body. You will not get delivered from warfare. You will do it battle like disciples did, with the spirit of this realm, with the elements of this realm, with agents and of the devil and devil himself. You know, this is not some sort of gloom and doom where we are scared and afraid. No, we have to understand that if we, within our time, I mean, we'll be in our element, like Jesus Christ, the victory is guaranteed. Why, church? Why, church? Beloved, we're constant defeat, and we will talk about this today. Listen. If you will look at history of wars, I am that individual that loves to watch chronicles and just documentaries and even games as far as wars and empires. There was strategic character to it. It's not just like some sort of game. No, it's just you're creating, you're building a society. And the first thing that I would notice through DVDs, books, and tapes, according to the battles, when an enemy is ready, I mean, is able to pull out his opponent from his element, then the victory is guaranteed. I will explain this. Don't miss what I'm saying. If an enemy is able, he's successful in leading his opponent out of his element, the victory is practically guaranteed. Who remembers the battle?
Наполеон.
Napoleon's battle. Do you remember that? You've heard, you've read maybe about it. It was a long time, but we know. We remember it according to history. Tell me, how was he conquered? It's history. He was conquered by Russian winter. Poor Napoleon, in his thin coat, he could not understand where he got. They were defeated not because they were weak, but because they were battling outside their element. Beloved, I want to talk to you today. And if you will be wise people and just read the Old Testament, you will see and you will be sure what God was doing. He would give David small directions how to battle and how to let the enemy out of his element. And he would be victorious. Beloved, today, upon this revelation, this message is built upon. I'm just giving you a small piece of bread so you will understand what's going to happen today. So,
we remember
this awesome guy, Napoleon. Everybody would bow their knee before him, but not Russian winter. And you remember the guys that live in Siberia. The Frenchmen, they all died. They destroyed everyone themselves, basically. Why? Because they were let out of their element.
And
the one that was in his element, they were just picking out the spoils. Listen to me. History repeats itself. Remember how Russians totally missed it in Afghanistan? How is that? Such a wonderful army. Couldn't handle those guys that were hiding in caves with small guns?
That's it.
I had friends, believe me, they would tell me stories. And those of you that were around that time back in there, you remember that people would lose their mind. They would lead them out of that country because they would get hallucinations. Because all of them, with all of their awesome helicopters and tanks, with everything that they had, they were outside their element. And these guys, those that lived in caves, they looked exactly like these, like the sands. So they were victorious. There was only five of them, for instance, but they were victorious over the Russian army. And the Russian army said, "We're not giving up." Do you remember American army in Vietnam? Isn't that the same story? Yeah, Americans were victorious. No, Vietnam does whatever it wants. They just understood it in time and left the place in time. Vietnam, if you remember or read over the history of these wars, they walk around in these hats over there, and they eat rice. And Americans come in helicopters, and they would just shoot them down. Just read over the history. They were outside their element, church. For instance, tanks and helicopters worked in one place, but in other countries, maybe it's not productible, and so they had defeat. Hello, church. Problem is not, you know what I was amazed at? The power. Power would bow down before the elements. Yeah, this wonderful, powerful countries, and they do just bow down before the elements that they were not ready for. Listen. I would always ask God this question. Always, ever since I was born from above, about 20 years ago, I'd always ask God this question. Why? Why? Why church loses? Some of you, those are truthful with yourself, you know the answer. Why? Oh, we say, oh, we win. You're a liar. You don't see. No. We are blind and we don't want to see the reality. Church is in defeat. Right now, as I'm speaking, it's in defeat and in retreat. So what the devil wants to do, he does. If he wants to establish some sort of law, he will push down something, he will move something somewhere, he will. It's not a problem when we're battling with the circumstances that follow. Oh, we really don't want to accept this. But it's the truth, church. The truth. Many years ago, I asked God, why, Lord, why? Why is it the church is in defeat? And God simply told me, church loses because she battles outside her element. You hear me? We are battling outside our elements. Why we are not victorious? Why is it this evil spirit or homosexuals are spreading and suicides and crime? Why is it spreading? Because we are battling outside our elements. That means church does not understand.
It means that
we have to bow our knees and say, Holy Spirit, we are lacking wisdom. Explain to us. We don't know. You have to understand the plan of the Heavenly Father. He sent a Son that did not conquer Satan in his elements. Hello. Jesus led him out into his element, and that is where victory came. You hear me? Devil showed him his elements. Just bow down. Come on. Just right now, you'll receive everything. It will happen in the blink of an eye. The land, everything, the earth. You remember that temptation. He wanted to lead him onto his platform, and Jesus said, no. We will battle according to my rules, according to the rules of the glory and power and the holiness of God. And we will see who will withstand this. Listen.
Дай-ка я втяну сатану в славу Бога.
Why don't I take Satan into the glory of God, and we will see what will happen. Church, we don't understand. Again, I'm repeating this. For those Christian minds that are still frozen. Hello. How about I, all of us, put together as the body of Christ, we've taken the devil into our territory, where Holy Spirit does whatever he wants, where the glory of God is, his fire and his power and glory, and we will see who will win. You will not even move a finger, the demons will leave, they will not even want to enter this building. A human being enters in the and the evil spirit is outside. We don't understand, church. We are battling outside the elements. We try to achieve everything with our own hands. You will lose, just like everyone lost before you. And don't think that they will vote for you and you will change something in the Congress or in politics. Nothing. That's before you, nothing was changed. You're battling outside your elements. Our element is not politics. Our element is holiness and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Politics will bow down before the feet of the holy. Came for, to get Joseph in the prison. We know there's this one guy. Pharaoh, everybody put down everything, all the rings. Who remembers Daniel? He was a man of politics. No, he was not a man of politics. They dragged him into that. He was a holy man that was doing what every day? He would open up his windows and would bring down the atmosphere. And in that atmosphere, it was dangerous to do something to Daniel. Hello?
He lived in another realm.
That's the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Same thing happened to those guys. The physical fire could not take them because they lived in a different realm. They were in the spirit. And all of that, all this fleshy things, everything has to be obedient. You know why a fire cannot take you? Because this is a secondary element. But spirit is first foremost. Is a majority. Does anybody understand me? If you are living in the physical realm, get ready. Every bacteria and disease and sickness, get ready. This is why it says in the Bible, even if you drink something poisonous, nothing shall happen. You know why? Because the spirit overcomes and overtakes. Flesh is the second one. Spirit is number one. Everything, what you see, the flesh is your body is what has been created out of the spirit realm. So, question is being asked, what sort of realm are you in? In the physical realm, the water will not hold you, but in the spirit realm, the water will. And it has no right to be disobedient. That is why when believers will be in their element, no matter what the devil will do, war is lost by him. Are you saying something for yourself? Listen to me very carefully. Yeah, give God glory.
Amen.
Let's take devil into the glory of God. You know, we battle in this element quite often. How about we just turn everything around. We'll say, you're so awesome, devil, with all of your mafia. What, you're too weak to come into the glory of God? I have been at your territory, yeah? How about you? You can't even enter my territory. You will burn. You will burn. You will not be able to handle the holiness of Jesus. Every knee shall bow.
Amen.
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 Oh, I love to be a warrior of God. I love to be in His territory, in His element. I am loving explaining all of this to you. Some of you will leave with a completely different mindset. And stop making those silly mistakes that you've done before, and everything you have to do is shut your door in your room and enter into your element, and that's how you will always be victorious. That way you'll never touch things that God has not called you to. Some Christians think that they're supermen no matter where they go. They are victorious everywhere. No. You might get spanked somewhere. We all have to be wearing the garments of glory of God. This is why Adam saw that he is naked, because someone right now undressed him, and that took him out of his element. You hear me? Again, I'm saying, Adam, he saw that he is naked. Before that, he was covered with what? The glory. He was covered in the glory. Why? He didn't see. He was in another element. Right now, it's telling Adam that something happened, and you left your element, and this is why your defeat is here, and that's why God tells Adam and Eve, from this day forward, and then there's a curse coming. God did not curse. No, but God said, in this element, this is what's going to happen. This is what's going to happen. Weeds, and you will work for your bread, and your sweat and pains shall come. He didn't curse. He said, beloved, you have undressed yourself just now. You have left my glory behind. You have left my element. And everything that God needs, everything that He dreams about, is not to make you survive here or be victorious during the election. No, just enter your element, and then everyone will back down their knees before God in your element. This is why I always really did not care about what you think about me, because this element does not matter to me. I care about what angels of God think, about my obedience before Him and walking before Him, before my Heavenly Father, and being led by the Holy Spirit. That's all I care about. And what you think about me, really, it's not even in the last spot. I don't even care. Hello? Oh, what do you mean? That's what I mean.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Be free. This is this silliness that the church does. She likes to do this, you know, painless, foolish things. They like to do complete absurd. We don't want to go into the glory. Oh, we're undressed. We'll make awesome underwear. They're going to be called Dolce & Gabbana. I don't have time to joke, but sometimes it happens. It just comes out. We don't want to go into the glory as a church. We will make ourselves some underwear. Church does these pointless, foolish things. They are undressed outside the glory of God, outside their element, want through politics fix the government. Ha ha. Through politics, you want to fix the government? It's like as the spoon of honey in a barrel of vinegar. Tell me, what are you going to look like? You're full of vinegar. I will go, and this holiness will be everywhere. You know what? You'll take bribes just like everybody else. You'll see he's wearing Dolce & Gabbana. A Mercedes is parked with a private driver and security guy. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, this will shake the theory of charismatic church. We have to be in the front lines. Where in the front lines? In the kingdom of God or in the kingdom of Satan? I tell you the truth. I'm not against votes. Yes, voting is good. You got to vote good people. But I hate it when people leaves. I mean, the church leaves her element and goes and into elements of devil. All this dirt. Just dive in there. There is no holiness there. Just there's cursing in there and just destruction and sin and just complete horror. Let's listen more. I like this message. Through politics, you try to fix the government, or by sending out, you know, sending out clothes or food to the poor. Believe me, that is an element of this realm. When the Holy Spirit comes, three loaves is enough to feed the crowd. You understand that that loaf goes into the glory. We absolutely do not know who we are. Church, we don't know who we are. And today, little by little, we are going further and figuring out who we are. We are in grade one right now. Social programs, they try to stop drug abuse and alcohol abuse. It's nonsense. We'll make a concert. And they will come. What are you speaking against me? One prostitute has repented. I'm not going against you. I'm just saying that this war is lost. One repented, but another million is outside. You know that when our daddy told us that everything is finished, it is finished. It says that you have an access into that element where you will do what God will tell you to do, church, and you will always be victorious. Always stop battling according to the principles of this world. And church has brought itself down. We try to adopt ourselves to this realm. But the message of God, His Word, it says, disconnect, beloved. Do not connect yourself further into it, but disconnect. The ones that have, be like you don't have. It doesn't say that you have to be left without a house. No, you have to be outside this realm. This realm is a game. We've talked about this before. First and foremost is the spirit realm. That's why when you get in there, some say, tell me a secret, how to be like you so everybody will listen to me and know me. And I'll say, enter into the element of God. I'll say, it's not important. You don't need a couple of truckloads of loaves of bread. I'll just say, take one loaf of bread and enter into the glory. Hello. Go into the glory. Say, God, I have nothing. Remember? I have nothing besides this, container with oil. And that container with oil gets into where? Into element of God. And what happens with that container of oil? Keeps pouring and pouring and pouring. Beloved, we have to understand what element we're in. Stop looking at your shortcomings. Look and see, figure out what you do have. We have to understand that God really doesn't care this made-up world that we have got into ourselves. God cares for you to enter into your first and foremost function and your substance of the Spirit. That Spirit then conquers elements of this realm, of this world, always. The Spirit always is victorious because the Spirit has created the elements of physical elements. Physics. God has created physics, so when you are in His element, physics is obedient to you. Chemistry, biology, all these things are obedient to you because this element has been created. Listen. Remember one of the most legendary warfares of Israel where David was battling. Listen. Notice one thing. That everyone, including Saul, was afraid. Why? Have you asked yourself this question? Why? I started asking God this question. Why? What? Is this their first war? No. First battle? No. You know what God explained to me? He said, read again. I read again. He says, read again, slowly. And I saw it. He says, you know what Philistines did? I think it was Philistines. You know what Philistines did? They took Israel out of their element. You know how? They placed a giant. You don't understand. I'll explain to you what God explained to me. Israel was used to going army against an army, isn't it? So, battle.
You know,
Israel could not be victorious because they were religious. Religion is a form that you repeat over and over, and they were used to. Right now, we're going to go fight. We're going to fight. We're going to take their heads off. Are you ready? Let's go. Hooray! And then there's Goliath. He's huge. And they say, we're not going to fight you like this. Why? Let us do it this way. We'll lead our guy, and you will lead a guy from your army. And the one who's victorious, then the army is victorious. Remember that story? Israel got caught on that. Because they can do everything with a crowd. But themselves, they couldn't. There were no individuals. It doesn't say that they were weak or they were fearful. No, they were used to doing everything with a crowd. Screaming hooray and fighting. And there is none of the celebration. Everybody sat down. They brought out this big guy. And they said, bring yours. Listen. Because they were used to battling army against army, and they couldn't even imagine that this one giant will bring them out of their element. But David... Hello. David did not battle crowd to a crowd. Army was not his element for him. But one substance. That is his element, his area. He's explaining to Saul, remember how it goes. He says, your servant here has done this before, but in a different variation. It was a lion and a bear, remember? He says, do not fear. You know what David tells him? He says, this is my element. Relax. Just eat pizza. And what does Saul do? He tried to take him into his element. Remember, he dressed him up, put shoes on him. He made him into a Terminator. He was full of metal. He walked around. He said, what? I'll say it with my own language, because your old way of understanding the scripture, you might not understand me, but if I say it with my language, you know what? It's better. Listen. When he tried all of it, he says, I'm not in my element. He took it all off. He says, give me that what I know works. It's what worked before. It's the presence of God where it all has been complete. It's that anointing that I know. And this heathen, he's nothing. The fact that everybody feared and retreated, let's read it. A couple of scriptures. But David was in his element of battle because he was used to battling like this. Battle lion and bear. Are you seeing something for yourself, church? Good? 1 Samuel chapter 17, 23. Enter your element. Stop making up things. Everything is there. Just shut your door. Fasting and prayer. Open up the key of glory. Everyone will have their own. But you will always be victorious. Always. Listen. 1 Samuel 17:23. As they talked, behold, Goliath and the champion, the Philistine of Gath, came forth from Philistine ranks and spoke the same words as before, and David heard him. And all the men of Israel, when they saw the men, fled from him, terrified. We understand that Goliath, he's one man. He took out the whole army of Israel out of their element. And here God sends this young man. He doesn't know war, but he knows this element, one and one. Oh, Jesus. Here's an individual. We as a church have to come to all of these things from a position of spiritual element. Church doesn't understand. Look what happens. As soon as something happens in the country, we start using the instrument of this realm to be victorious of this, over this world. For instance, they say, unholy king has taken reign. Instead of all of the churches, and I mean all the churches, even those don't even like each other, because they have one enemy. Upon this platform, just come together united, and everyone should go fasting for 40 days so God would open up the heavens and change the situation. But no, no. What we do, others congratulate this unholy ruler, others write, you know, things about them. You know what? And we're battling through this earthly, you know, worldly position. We're going to write a petition against you. No, God said, you can't even imagine, beloved, what sort of power you have inside of you. At least just try using it. Begin using it. A dynamite is hidden inside of you. But Jesus said, you shall receive dunamis when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. All of you, those of you that had the Holy Spirit come upon you, there's this dynamite inside of you. Just set it on fire. Why are you screaming? Because I'm always exploding. I love my dynamite. I am friends with it many, many years ago, became friends. Listen. Come to all things, we have to come from a position of spirit realm, and that's why victory is unavoidable. We're going to have it. That's why when you take Satan out of his element, you will always be victorious. Don't go to him. Why don't you call him? Come here. What are you doing? Why are you over there complaining, you evil spirit? I'm here in the glory and the anointing. Come here. Listen, remember this phrase that Holy Spirit told me. I heard these words in my spirit. It was so powerful. God just knocked me into me these words. Listen to this phrase. Holy Spirit told me, listen. This is how I'm always victorious. I'm victorious. This is what he said. Also, like you're a nobody in his realm, he's a nobody in yours. Listen to me carefully. It's a process for some people. They're still receiving a download. Just like a church right now is nobody in his realm. If you will be truthful, you will understand that what happens right now outside the doors of church and where the church is heading, I'm talking about the whole body as one. Just like we are nobody in his world, he is nobody in my world. He's a nobody in your world. He's a nobody in our realm, which is the glory of God. Yes, we have been undressed, but we were created in the glory. We have been created. We were covered by his glory. Yes, we were undressed. Yes, we saw that we're naked. Yes, till this day, we see this nakedness in different areas of our life, and sometimes we lose. Because why? Because we want to cover again and again through these earthly methods. Yeah, God says, I will give you clothes, but for a certain time. So then this sacrifice comes, and then to cover you again into the glory, again cover you in my glory. Small example. God likes to explain things to me on examples. One time I was at an aquarium. You know, we drive around. Drive my wife with the team. And sometimes we go visit, and there are big, big aquariums. And I'm sitting, eating. I was eating sushi, one. Japanese, and I'm watching this big aquarium, and there's a big sharks in there, small sharks, and God's telling me, I'm a fisherman. You know what? We fish, you know, but it was interesting, and God tells me, look at the shark. And he's asking me, do you like her in her element? He says, for instance, 2-3 meters. When you jump into an ocean and there's a shark in there, in her element, who will be victorious? You're not just victorious. You're a piece of meat, pink meat. And the more noise you make in the water, she will notice you. Listen. It's practically impossible. Some say just punch the shark in the eye. You know what? It doesn't work. It's a different message. What eye are you talking about? Look at the shark.
Я ловил по метру, мне уже страшно было.
You know what? Sometimes I'd fish a shark out of the Puget Sound, and of course, we throw it out because it's not a pretty sight.
Представь, такая 2-3 метра.
Imagine 2-3 meters.
И ты прыгаешь в океан.
And you're jumping into the ocean and you're battling this shark.
А потом смотришь там. And then you see. Из тебя может разная субстанция выходить.
There could be different substances that could come out of you, blood, other things that we will not name.
Там, в общем, там много чего.
Many, many different things.
О чем я говорю? Я говорю,
what am I saying? I'm saying that in this element, you're nobody.
Но теперь послушай меня.
But listen to me. What the Holy Spirit told me. Look at the aquarium. Imagine this.
Ты вытягиваешь.
You are pulling out. You're pulling out the shark into your element. Into the dry land. Same huge one, the one that was presenting you with danger and death just now. Now, when she's on dry land, who's going to handle it? You.
You've
seen baseball bat, and that's it. And the shark is what? Dead. You understand? And they say, God, just now, there was 50 people in this water, and they started swimming, and they learned how to swim. I can't swim, I can't. Shark! And there goes that swimmer. Everybody's a torpedo now. Have you seen that? I've seen these footages. And somebody says, there's a shark in the water. Or Florida, for instance. Hawaii. And you see everybody's just swimming fast for their life.
Все, кто не умел, заумели.
Those that couldn't swim started swimming.
Да, за собой там, конечно, надо убрать потом.
Yeah, of course you have to clean up after yourself.
Но плавали быстро.
But swimming fast, I saw.
А что я говорю?
What am I saying, beloved? I'm not just playing around here and joking. I want to explain to you the principles of elements.
Вы знаете, что все?
You know that everything was created by God in the element, and you listen to me here. You were not created. As a flesh, you were a spirit. You were created as a spirit and placed into the flesh. You were a spirit that was breathed into. You're not a soul. Soul came in later when the flesh, body came together with the spirit and then the soul happened. No. Rewind. Who are you? You're an eternal spirit. Yes, your spirit has no beginning because God is beginning and He has no beginning. Beginning or end, and you have no end. Body does have an end, spirit doesn't. You are eternal. Eternal. This will not pass, this will pass, but not what's inside. So, all of us, we have to go back into our element and into our substance. This is why God gave me this message to step by step just knock this into you, into your mind, into your spirit, who you are. You are a spirit. That's it. All the diseases, all these other things that destroy the body, you are supposed to dominate over them. Because in this holy element, nothing shall ever touch you. No sickness, no disease. You were not able to kill Paul. It was not possible to kill him. Why? Because he no longer lived. But who lived in him? Christ. He understood who he is. He understood that he's of different substance. He understood that he's a completely different element. This is what we need to understand, church. Not vote and complain and whine and try to fix things ourselves in our own flesh. Yeah, feed. It's all good. Feed the poor. Yes, and the hungry. But in the other scripture, he said, you don't know what spirit you are. You're walking with me. Yeah, you're casting out demons, but till this day, you don't know. You don't understand. You don't know what spirit you are. Oh, let's call out the fire upon him because they were so mean. Well, they'll be barbecued. Listen. I love this message. How about you? I really like it. I always remember the shark. Remember the shark always. You will always be victorious once you remember a shark. You see something bit you? Who's that? Some sort of demon bit you. That's it. You're not in your element. Get on your knees and say, Lord, bring back the glory. Remember, David said, let what happen, whatever happens, happens, but may your spirit never depart me. David, in the Old Testament, he knew that he was walking in a completely different element. Do whatever, but don't take your spirit away from me. Because as soon as you take your spirit, that's it. They'll eat me alive because I will turn from a spiritual man. Into a flesh man. And the devil deals with flesh very easily. Jesus was victorious over Satan outside of his element. He pulled him out. Jesus took him onto his battlefield, and that's where destruction of the kingdom of devil came. What did he do? He takes you out of your element, either you want it or not. You will lose that way. You will lose. You will always jump into the water and say, I will fight you. I will just zap you. I'll zap you with electricity. You know, there's these weapons against sharks. They're like zappers. But you might get rid of one, but there's 75,000 more in that ocean. Your batteries will die. Hello. You're outside your element. You're out of oxygen. And you're out of my fish. My poor fish, you're out of oxygen. What does the church do? It comes out, says, what to do? And they're throwing weapons. Here's more oxygen. Takes of oxygen. The Lord sits and says, can you just please get out of that water? Just drain all of this water. And then once the water is drained, you'll see how easy it is for you to be victorious. Do not battle him in his element. You will lose. I've been victorious. Yeah, victorious one time. How about, what were you doing the rest of the month? You were swimming and dirtying the water. I have no time. That's why revelations like this go through faster. Listen.
Вот почему самоволие очень наказуемо.
You know, if you're self-willed, you will be punished in the kingdom of God. This is why Jesus only did what? Jesus only did what he saw the Father do. It's not simply awesome words and awesome, cool phrase of Christianity of last days. I'm obedient to God. I am in complete obedience. It's not a cool revelation for the church. No, we're listening to God. Beloved, this was the lifestyle of Jesus. He came into Bethesda. Plenty of sick people. He only healed one. Jesus, what? You don't have compassion for everybody or anointing? No. The thing is, right now, if he will heal somebody else, he will be outside of his element. Complete obedience. Again, I tell you, some say, oh, anarchy. I will go into an element. I do whatever I want. No. You will get spanked just as well because disobedience is what? Is worse than what? Do we read the Bible anytime at all? Disobedience equals to what? Witchcraft. Call it whatever. Disobedience is equal to complete disconnection from God. Why? Because that's how it is. God clearly said it and explained it. We have to understand these things. Listen. I don't have much time. I want to fit this message in. This is why Jesus would see the Father do. It's not just the right words. It has to be lifestyle of the church of the last days here on earth. So before you'd even move your finger, you have to see this already done, finished in the spirit realm. I tell you, before this church existed, did you see it? I'm asking myself this question. Yeah, if you saw it, do it. Because this is, you know, second. First is what is based in the spirit, what you see in the spirit, what God tells you in the spirit. If you have not received it into your spirit, this fiery desire from God to do something, if you have not rechecked it, don't even go. Don't even try because you will be bankrupt. You will be embarrassed. They will spit at you and say, take him away. You hear me? Listen to me very carefully. Before you even move a finger, you have to see it happen in the spirit realm, because if it did not happen in the spirit, it will not happen for real. This is the spirit law. Again, one more point. For this revelation, as far as disconnection, these things. Because if it does not happen in the spirit, for real, in reality, it's not going to happen. It's a spirit realm. Number one is of the spirit. You know what the church does? It does not complete nonsense. We're going to do business, and then say, Lord, bless this business. You don't get it. God says. That's why I tell everybody, those of you who open up business and say, Lord, bless it. Now, listen. Close it, get rid of it, and say, no, I don't know. I've never done it. Remember Ishmael? Let's not. Let's not create more of that. Listen. God said, you will have a son. That means in the spirit realm, it already happened. Isn't it so? He said, there will be. But he said, from who? From Sarah. Not from another woman, not from Hagar. So what happens? Disobedience. Oh, yeah, have a son. Oh, Lord, you understand. I'm kind of getting old. And till this day, we understand. To this day, that we understand the bombs, the planes, you know, the suicidal guys, you know, suicidal bombers and everything. We all understand this. It's working. Wonderful son. What does it mean to be in your own spiritual element? Is walking in His glory and complete obedience to the design of God and being led of the Holy Spirit. Just remember that for the rest of your life. It is walking in His glory and complete, total obedience. Where did I get this? I took it out of the life of Jesus. This is what He did every day. He walked upon the mountain, received coordinates, and just what the Lord is doing. He was synchronized with heaven, and that's what was happening once He would get off the mountain. Why is it that Jesus never lost? Never. You see, His life is an example for us to the end of our life, because sometimes it would seem like, why is it that you called this woman, you said, let the kids eat first? You know, nobody gives this to the dogs. You see how He's talking to some people. He called other people Pharisees, the children of Satan, or you see He's kicking people out of the temple. Oh, Jesus brought pain. How much? Well, look at all the things that He's done wrong. No. His complete obedience to the Father. And He'd heal one way, the others the other way, and some were not healed. You know, they were sitting there and watching the water, and they were not healed. Beloved, we have to understand that you have power upon you. You have to be obedient to what the heavenly realm is doing. We are sent from that realm. We have to understand that we don't tell each other what to do, but God gives us all of these directions. And that's why we have perfection in the body of Christ, because there will be no more self-will people or doing their own things. We will walk in His glory. Spiritual realm of God for us will sound like usually, like something complete absurd. You know why? A lot of people that were born from above, they know God. But why is it so little of them complete, and I mean really, like really do something for God? Not just pray for someone, and now one of my nostrils breathes. I can breathe out of my nostril. My coal has left. You understand? We were born from this. We were born for this. You think that the whole earth, everything was created so we can pray for a cold? When you're going to be in the glory, all the bacteria will die automatically because they're second best. That's it. Hand sanitizer. For Americans, they don't know what this is in Russia or in Ukraine. Listen. What does it mean to be in your own spiritual element? This complete obedience to God and being led by the Holy Spirit. Spiritual realm of God, of course, might be absurd to us, but that's where victory is hidden. Church does not want to listen to what God is telling her. Does not want to. Does not listen. Church does not listen. God says, go walk on water. God says, walk around the walls of Jericho. And God says, say, and the eyes will be open. No. God says, you don't understand. Go and carry the glory. Where? Well, right now, you just left. Go into the mall, for instance, if God says, of course. Right there, lay hands on, and you'll see signs and wonders. I guarantee you that, of course, if that's what God tells you to do. It happens till this day. No, we're waiting. What are you waiting for? I'm asking you this question. What does God say? God does not say anything. You have to clean your ears. Listen.
Вспомните Иерихонские стены.
Remember the walls of Jericho.
Прочитаем.
Let's read that.
Это коротенькое место из Библии.
Short scripture.
Вы знаете, что для воинов,
for warriors, it's complete absurd to absurd. Nonsense. To walk around the walls and shout.
Для воинов нормально.
Sound the trumpets. For them, it's normal.
To battle and to break
the walls with battling ram and just fight.
For warriors, it's
unnatural when warriors go and then they just sound the trumpets. How long?
7 days.
How is that?
Вам нужно, вы хотите повоевать?
You want to battle? Or do you want to be victorious? Church, question. Remember that. It's a very good point. Do you
want to
battle in the spirit realm? Or do you want to be victorious? I want to be victorious. And so I will do everything. Even the strangest things. Oh, we all say that. But when the Lord says, go and do, I like Jason.
He says,
can I kick you in your belly with my knee?
Ну можно, ну на.
Yes, yes. Okay, here you go.
Он так не бьет, он так бьет.
He hits.
Если приседаешь, чтобы.
And you kind of squat, so it let's go.
Знаешь, почему мне нравятся такие?
You know why I like that?
These people,
because they don't care what people think.
Oh,
we're used to praying this way.
Возвал Всевышнего Бога.
You have called the all-powerful Almighty God. You've placed the hand, and you fall in the presence. No.
Бог сказал в живот.
God said to kick you in the belly. Hello.
Нет, мы хотим присутствия,
we want
хотим
the glory, but we want it our way. Stones, it's radical. Can we just do it like this?
Нет,
no, cannot.
Теперь будут камни.
Now we're going to have stones. Hello.
А за камнями булыжники.
And then after stones, we'll have big boulders. You know, just hide. Just try to, you know, duck when they're coming. Hello. How's that? That's crazy. Yeah. Did you find anything normal in the Bible?
Это как-то странно.
Some strange. Have you seen anything in the Bible that was not strange?
Всю ночь ни одной рыбы.
A whole night, not a single fish. Throw it up to the other side. Is that normal?
Иерихонские стены.
Or it's walls of Jericho. They fell down.
Чудеса на чудо. Поймай рыбу, достань у нее из живота бабло.
Catch a fish, you'll get coin out of them of the belly. Hello.
Ты хочешь быть нормальным и
читаешь? You want to be normal and you read the Bible?
Вот когда все в порядок придет, тогда вернусь.
Oh, when everything will be all normal, that's when I'll come back. It's never going to get normal because your physical earthly order is disorder for God. And what is order for God, it's absurd here and complete foolishness. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. Why don't you read the book of Revelation? What signs and wonders and what sort of creatures are there? So find something normal. God never created this. He only created angels. Angels have no wings. I really don't care. Do they have wings? Are they bold? You know, glory angels. Are they gold? Are they see-through? I really don't care. I want the fire of God here. And I say, for God, everything is possible. For His glory, I will do everything possible for His glory to be here. Even see-through angels.
Yes.
We see see-through feathers. You just don't see them.
Боже мой. Хорошо, Иисус Навин.
Чашуа.
Я отошел от темы. 6:1-4. Иисус Навин, 6 глава, с 1 стиха. Тогда сказал Господь Joshua. Иисусу. Смотрите, Господь сказал. Иисус Навин сказал, походим-ка, а, братья? Послушание Богу. Вот я предаю в руки твои Иерихон и царя его, и находящихся в нем людей сильных.
Now Jericho was tightly closed because of the Israelites. No one went out and came in. And the Lord said to Joshua, see, I have given Jericho its king and mighty men of valor into your hands. You shall march around the enclosure, all men of war going around the city once. This you shall do for 6 days. You say, this is silly. Do you want victory or do you want war? Do you want victory or you want to just battle? I want victory. You want victory? Listen, be obedient. You shall march around the enclosure, all the men of war, going around the city once. This you shall do for days. And seven priests shall bear before the ark seven trumpets of ram's horn. And on the seventh day you shall march around the enclosure seven times, and the priests shall blow the trumpets. And when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and you hear the sound of the trumpet, all the people shall shout with great shout, and the wall of the enclosure shall fall down in its place, and the people shall go up over it, every man straight before him. This is a normal strategy for battle. This is why so many anointed people with great big names fall, only because they have started doing those things that the Lord does not want them to do. They have left their element, in other words. It's not a sin. Some people think to fall or to lose anointing, you have to commit some sort of sin. No, you don't need to do that. All you have to do is leave your elements behind, and you will be in defeat every day. Stop listening to God, and you'll see what happens. Listen.
Это движение вне своего элемента, которое всегда приведет тебя к краху. Дьявол по сей день держит церковь в своем элементе, в его элементе, делами плохоти, похотью плоти, похотью очей, гордостью житейской, всеми остальными вещами, знаете. Церковь Христа должна усвоить этот, на мой взгляд, самый важный урок от соединения демонического элемента.
Lesson that we need to learn is the, is to be disconnected from this demonic world and learn to see what the Father is doing and do what He tells you. How did Joshua was able to defeat the enemy? It was because he came into his God's element, and and that's how he was able to defeat the enemy. And so you must do what the Lord tells you and be... And